And coming up this weekend, we have an exciting performance from Norfield's own Sam Ryden. He's in here in studio today to tell us a little bit about the exciting performance he's got coming, and I'll keep stall a little bit as he's getting his microphone ready to go. But the event is Sunday, April 6th at the Grand Event Center here in Norfield. Doors open at 5 p.m. Music starts at 6 p.m. There's a full bar and menu.
Yes.
Sam, thanks for joining us. You want to pull the mic a little bit closer to you before we get your song out.
Happy to do that.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little. We realize this. It's been a moment, but we hadn't talked in a while. You and I went to high school together. We were in the Mayor's Youth Council together.
Yes.
What is? Tell us a little about your story and how you got here to performing music in Norfield.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Norfield. Let's see. Getting the mic set up here. Perfect. It's not moving away.
There you go.
There you go.
It's not moving any direction except for right here. But yeah, I grew up in Northfield. Good morning to the good listeners out there. I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school here. Know a lot of really great people from Northfield. And I went to school in Memphis for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Transferred to a school in Nashville, took a year off, and then went to Augsburg University in Minneapolis,
okay,
where I just graduated last spring.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm living in South Minneapolis,
mm-hmm,
with my girlfriend in the Powderhorn area.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm playing up there and teaching lessons and doing some music therapy stuff. And
yeah.
And Northfield, I play at the Reunion and Imminent and a bunch of places over here. So I'm going back and forth a lot.
I was gonna say, if casually observing Northfield happenings, I feel like your name comes up of this act here or there. So,
yes.
And this is a special show you have coming up with
a
special guest. So tell us a little about Jeff Dayton and kind of his role in this performance too.
Yeah. So I met Jeff at a event for a program I was in at school. And I was playing some music, and he heard me and said, "Hey, what are you doing next Friday?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." I didn't really know Jeff mm-hmm, super well, but I knew he was good. I had heard him play a couple songs, mm-hmm, and I joined him at the Astor Cafe the following Friday. But I had found out that he was the band leader for Glenn Campbell for over 20 years.
Wow.
He grew up in I believe Orno, Minnesota, so he's a Minnesota native. But he was in Phoenix for a while and then moved to Nashville, started playing with Glenn Campbell. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of this crazy thing that we connected, mm-hmm, somehow.
Yeah.
But since then I've been joining him and opening for him various places around Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel really, really grateful to be able to have done that.
What an incredible connection.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you have, since you've kind of been all around Minnesota and particularly Minneapolis, do you have a favorite spot that you've performed at so far, or are they all just bringing their own unique thing?
I love the Astor Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's by the Stone Arch Bridge.
Mm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kind of tucked into it's kind of a cozy little spot,
mm-hmm,
right off the cobblestone, mm-hmm, road.
I know exactly the area you're talking about. It is such a cool area.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. It's got that old movie theater right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that spot.
Nice.
But every spot kind of brings something different, whether it's a pub or a kind of the Dakota was a cool, really cool spot I played there this summer.
So gorgeous in there.
Oh,
yeah.
And
you're just transformed. And
yeah.
It's a whole other world, I feel like, when you walk into the Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The blue lighting.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
The seating. The layout is really interesting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a long, rectangular layout.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. I feel like I'm stepping back in time, but in, like, the best possible way.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's not outdated. It's beautiful.
Right.
Like, it's
gorgeous. You're not being dragged into the past.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah. Totally.
Very, very exciting. What kind of, I guess, music do you and Jeff and you've got a couple other people joining you also on stage. What kind of music do you perform, and what do you, have a guitar with you right now?
I have a guitar with me.
That's what you brought in the studio. I don't know. Can you bring more onto a stage with you?
Yeah, we're going to have the band I'm playing with. It's going to be a 4-piece band. Mm-hmm. So it's Steve Jennings on drums. These are all Northfield guys. Mike Legvold on bass, and Craig Wozner, the mighty Craig Wozner on the keyboard. But we do kind of a mix of like blues, Americana, some kind of R&B stuff. Jeff does a lot of kind of country rock. My solo stuff is kind of a mix of everything.
Sure.
I would say it's a lot of kind of rootsy Americana stuff.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Is it a mixture of covers and then also your own stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So the set will be about 60% original stuff.
Okay.
And then we'll throw in some covers there too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you always got to give the people what they want, right?
Yes.
Well, do you want to maybe perform? You got a guitar here with us. You want to we'll try performing a song here in studio. I'll get the mics and it should be all set up and ready to go. So okay. We should just, whenever you're ready.
Fantastic.
If you want to take it away.
Yeah. This is a song I did it. Do you guys know Pauline Jennings?
Yes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course we do. Yes. Yeah.
I shouldn't have even asked. But I played this. I did a musician talk about a week and a half ago with her and played this song. I think it's actually, the episode was out yesterday.
Oh, cool. Well, no, those air on Sunday. So it would have been 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yes.
Yep. So I played this song on there. It's a new song called Paradigm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as Sam's getting set up, we're having our very first KYMN in-studio concert.
With Ryan and then Logan. And
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's Sam Ryden with Paradigm.
I sit by the lamplight, eyes on a page. Radio crackles, the trees bend and sway. Feels like I'm 10,000 miles away. Walking alone in endless divide. Some tell me it's just a matter of time. Stay true to the course and don't brush off a sign. Making my way toward a new paradigm, trying to find my way home. If I was a bird, I would dance on the air. I'd ground all my troubles and leave them down there. Go with the wind and compose with adage for summer, an ode to the spring. Some tell me it's just a matter of time. Stay true to the course and don't brush off a sign. Making my way toward a new paradigm, trying to find my child, the wide open was mine. I did not know yet of a government line. My spirit was free to explore the unknown. I opened my eyes to the world I had grown. Some tell me it's just a matter of time. Stay true to course and don't brush off a sign. Making my way toward a new paradigm, trying to find my way home. Trying to find my way home.
All right.
A round of applause.
Well
very
done.
Well
done. That was great.
Remind me the name of the song?
Paradigm.
Paradigm. All right. I really enjoyed that. That wasn't a good song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am super curious. So a new paradigm, what is that about?
Yeah. So the song kind of ultimately is about feeling at home with myself and with people around me. And so it's a kind of look into identity and dreams and hopes and aspirations and setting a standard, a paradigm for what that looks like in its kind of most true idealized form.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I like that. 'Cause I was listening to the lyrics and I'm like, the one that kind of caught my attention was not familiar with a government line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Yeah. The idea. So it's, thinking about being a kid, childhood, I think, is full of childlike curiosity. And I think that's something that aids us throughout our whole lives. And I know I'm still pretty young, but something that I want to keep forever is kind of this childlike imagining, this childlike pursuit of happiness and joy. And part of what that looks like is kind of a borderless exploration of what it means to be human, what it means to be friends with people, what it means to experience happiness. And I think that kind of at its best is this unrestrained kind of pursuit, this unrestrained exploration of learning about yourself and learning about the world around you and the people that are in it with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's so important because all of the responsibilities that come with growing up and becoming an adult and all that, it's still so important to not forget to explore and grow in ways big and small. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and to not be limited by, what people tell you is the right thing to do.
Exactly. Make your own rules.
Right. Yep.
Is music a career you want to keep going down? Do you want to eventually record? Maybe you already have record something. Maybe make an album or something. Or is just kind of live performing where you get the joy out of all this?
It's everything. I love live performing, but I've released some stuff on Spotify and the streaming platforms.
Sure.
My plan is to keep doing that. For the past while, I've had something that people refer to as demoitis.
Okay.
Where you listen to stuff and it's not perfect, so you don't release it.
Sure.
But part of what's going to be fun about this grand performance is Sam Dwyer, who's an awesome sound guy in town. Went to high school with him, really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's going to be doing, hopefully it works, a live recording of stuff. So we'll live record the performances, and then I want to be able to release that in a full-length form.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting. Yeah, indeed. And where can people find you on the respective streaming platforms?
You can find me at Sam Ryden, R-Y-D-E-N, wherever you get your music. And I'm active on Facebook at Sam Ryden, Instagram, sam.ryden.
Sure.
And that's where you'll find me. YouTube, too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you have anything on Spotify yet?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Great. Yep. Awesome. We'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. For sure.
Do we want to sneak in one more song before the top of the hour?
If you have one in mind.
Got
one
sure, more? We can
All
do
right,
that.
Let's do one more.
Great.
All right. As he gets set up, are you ready to go?
Here we go.
What song is this?
This is called Be Surprised.
All right. Here we go.
About having hope.
Oh, excellent. Well, here's Sam Ryden one more time with Be Surprised.
You know it won't do any good to only trust yourself, but you don't want to put your faith in the hands of someone else. It's so easy to fall apart. You could spend all of your days wasting away, afraid to go outside, afraid to show your face. It's so easy to stay in the dark, and maybe you'll never find the right one, but you might be surprised. You can't live your whole life on the run. You
Be Surprised by Sam Ryden. If you thought you want to hear more of his music, this Sunday, April 6th at the Grand Event Center, doors open at 5 p.m. Music starts at 6 p.m. Go enjoy some great food. The full bar will be available too, and some fantastic music. Thanks for joining us,
Yeah,
Sam.
That was really great. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Of course, anytime. We'll have to have you back.
Yes,
exactly.
Please
you do. You do
yes.
enough music stuff in Northfield that I don't see how we won't be able to have you back soon.
And I'm just loving this whole live music in the studio. Like, I'm like, this is, I don't want to go to work now. I just want to, I want to keep listening to Sam and vibes
sit
to
in
music,
it all day.
Right? Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.